Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie West 4th grade teacher Mo Gingrich about the school's One School, One Book program. Has the school done a book program like this before?
We have not. We have done family literacy evenings, but this is our first time doing One School, One Book.
Tell me about how this idea took shape.
So our principal had worked previously in another district, and I think he was familiar with this organization. It's called Read to Them, and they're a literacy organization that helps schools promote family literacy. And one of their programs through that company or it's a website, I guess, Read to Them, they do One School, One Book, and their mission is to create a culture of literacy in every home. And so he came to another teacher and myself, Emily Pennington, and asked us if we'd be interested in doing something like this since we helped with the previous family literacy night.
For the Mid Prairie West Elementary, as far as the grade levels that will be involved in this, is this kindergarten, third, and fourth grade?
Right, kindergarten, third, and fourth grade. So that does kind of present some challenges, but it's one school, one book, so we're just going to try to do it all. And since it's our first time doing it, we'll see how it goes, and we can hopefully tweak it for next year. We have some dress-up days incorporated in there so everybody can feel like a community. We will have a culminating event on March 9th, which is the last Friday of the 2 weeks that we're spending reading the book. We're hoping to watch a movie. We don't have all of the details ironed out yet, but we're working on it. We're also going to have a message board. It's through Padlet. And so we're hoping to have a column for kindergarten, third grade, and fourth grade where they can respond to the book or discuss the book with other people across grade levels. We'll probably have the fourth graders help the kindergartners with that somehow.
Was it you and Emily who chose the book Stone Fox?
Yes. So on the Read to Them website, they have all kinds of books that you can choose from. And we chose Stone Fox of year, and we're going to tie it in with the Iditarod race, and that starts March 3rd.
Are you and the teachers trying to kind of track everybody's progress in the 2 weeks?
No, we're not going to track progress, but our hope is that these families will read this one chapter at night together, because we're trying to build a community and a culture of readers, since reading's so important. There's a lot of research that indicates that kids being read to out loud has lasting benefits inside and outside of school. So if they can't, we know that families are busy, if they can't get it read, we'll have a group together in the library in the mornings, and we will have someone reading it out loud to them or with them. They can follow along in their book if they want to, if they can't get it read at home at night with their families. But we're really going to encourage them to do this reading outside of school with their families. But we also understand that people are busy. So everybody will hear the entire book through the 2 weeks.
Were the books provided free to the district?
We actually originally wrote a grant to the Riverside Foundation, I think is what it's called. Sorry if I can't remember their name.
The Riverboat Foundation?
The Riverboat Foundation, yes, thank you. And they have given us grants. We were competing with another grant here in our district, and they got the grant, so then we kind of had to plan B. But fortunately, PSI, which is Precision Structures Incorporated, generously donated the funds for us to purchase the books for every child in our school. So we thank them very much for that. There's a label in every book so that the kids will know that it was donated by that company. That family, their children attended school here.
Why should the parents and their children, why should they come out to the event this coming Monday?
We just are hoping to build up interest and, you know, get kids excited about what we're going to be doing here at the school. We always celebrate it coincides with Dr. Seuss's birthday. And so we've always celebrated that week anyway, but here we're doing it for 2 weeks, and we're just trying to create interest and get people excited about trying to do this with us. We'd like to continue to do this in the future. We know it's probably, you know, a year where we may have to spend time trying to drum up the interest. And so we're just, oh, and also there's a free meal being provided by our Mid-Prairie student booth from 5 to 6:30. So that would be another reason
for sure.
to come out, have supper,
and
play games and do crafts and read with your children.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid-Prairie West 4th grade teacher Mo Gingrich about the school's One School, One Book program. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.